Charles Croucher is the Chief Political Editor for Nine News. Good morning, Charles.
Morning, Patricia.
You just heard from the Greens leader, Adam Bandt, there. Do you read it as a bit of movement from him? He clearly says, you know, make the Parliament sit longer. We need to do a deal. Is the deal going to be done?
Yeah, you could hear the collective groans of the coalition senators with the idea of sitting a little bit longer. They're already sitting on Friday, which is unusual. This week, the Senate, if they have to sit longer, clearly Adam Bandt is willing to go to the table. There's a real difference in the way that the negotiations have gone on this time, particularly compared to a decade ago with the CPRS negotiations, which was all very public. This time, a lot of it is behind closed doors, and to the credit of those doing the negotiating, not so much to the light of journalists, I'll give you the tip, but to the credit of those doing the negotiating, a lot of it is staying behind closed doors as well. I asked Adam Bandt yesterday whether the idea this was an offer and not an ultimatum was still the presiding logic, given how drastic that IPCC report was. And he said that's true. And then what you've got out of him today, effectively, is there are these third and fourth options that might be where we end up. Because that seems to be where the Greens are heading. John Howard was in Parliament yesterday, and he was talking, you know, he's famous for talking about the ironclad rule of arithmetic. That's very much in play in the Senate at the moment. And I think if that's where we settle, whether it is a climate trigger or some kind of check and balance that has to go before a new coal or gas mine is explored, then that may be where both sides can see and can claim a victory and can get this legislation through, as you pointed out, that it needs to happen in the coming weeks to get it in place so it can begin on July 1. And that's pretty crucial for both sides to show their bases that they're actually, you know, achieving what they said they would at the election.
Yeah, I did hear a different tone from him, that the third or fourth option, I absolutely think he was warming to there. Look, the coalition is looking to support the government's referendum machinery bill. For the listeners listening thinking, what's a referendum machinery bill? Charles, of course, it's how referendums are run and where you put the funding, all of those sorts of questions. Labor has been negotiating with the Liberals after they voted against it in the lower house. Why are they rethinking this? This is really interesting.
Well, this would be, again, the rule of math when it comes to the upper house, but also just effectively, you know, keeping their options open when it comes to a position on this later on. And there are some changes and some modifications that both sides want to make that will set in place the boundaries for future referendums. You know, it's been a long time since we've had one. If you go back to 1999, and the world has changed a whole lot in those presiding 24 years. I think you'll see some of those changes reflected in the way that we vote. You know, the Greens were suggesting things like on-the-day enrolment or even phone voting as a suggestion this time around. While that might be a bridge a bit far, it'll be interesting to see what changes are made to some of these like basic premises that we have used in the past of how to vote, and that's what will be discussed as part of those negotiations. They should wrap up pretty quickly, though, in the coming days.
Thanks for coming on at a different time, Charles, but it's been good to have you on. Thank you.
Anytime.
Charles Croucher, the Chief Political Editor with Nine News. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.